It's been a little bit since I've updated. Started work back last week. Wednesday, office sedentary work. And I was the first couple days just wore out. I mean, it was like, it reminded me of being off, out from school all summer, and then, you know, the first day of football practice starting back, and you're just whooped. I didn't play sports in high school, but I did in middle school. First day of PT was today, and I've got a feeling it's going to be a similar feeling this afternoon when I get home. I dropped my van off, my new van, to get a trailer hitch put on it, and also wired up for lights for the trailer. And then I also got some safety lights, like caution lights, wired in, hardwired. I've always been kind of a safety Nazi, which is kind of ironic that I fell off the ladder, but I never really took falls into consideration. So got those safety lights, those are pretty cool. That was about $500 for the hitch and the lights. Just dropping money. Calls are starting to come in. It was kind of a slow time of year when this accident happened, thank God. Work is coming in. People are calling. I'm having to kind of farm out some of the work to other people because I'm really just not physically capable, regardless of what anybody, you know, what kind of restrictions the doctor may put on me. Even if the doctor said I could, I'm physically just not capable of doing a whole lot other than walking and maybe carrying a few light things. Kind of pressuring myself to make a move on an office. I may have talked about it before, but this girl that I've been looking at, she actually lost her job. They got very slow. And I'm kind of taking that as a sign to go ahead and pull the trigger. But again, it's a lot of money to commit to paying somebody else's salary. I may talk to her a little more about doing some part-time things that way to make it a little easier on me. But in the beginning, you want to do all this stuff yourself, but you got to lose that mentality once things start getting busier. I see a lot of business owners that are that the business owns them, and they do everything. And I may have talked about this on a different episode, but I've got a good friend. His business owns him, and he does damn near everything. And another thing is his prices are low, so he can't afford to really hire, you know, good people. And it's just it's a downward spiral. I listened to a good webinar, and the talk was about raising your prices and how it makes you look. Raising your prices makes you look more professional, like you know what you're doing. Just like people paying, you know, you get what you pay for. You buy a really nice, expensive car, it's going to be the best one. And I have friends who have Ferrari-type businesses, and they charge, you know, Honda Civic prices. And it just doesn't make sense. You can't build a $500,000 car and charge, you know, $40,000. So I've been on him about raising his prices. And I got to keep the same thing in focus. And really get prepared by hiring this lady for the day when I can't answer all the phone calls. And I can't do all the billing like I'm doing now. The workload's it's small enough now that I can. So it's hard to constitute paying all that money when you can do it yourself right now. But like when you're a kid, you got to buy the clothes and get ready to grow into them. So running out of time, I'll touch base in a couple days. Thanks.